Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Good evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Red Room. I am your host, Miss Unleash, Miss Behaven, and this is what we do. We unleash into the Red Room and talk about our favorite topics, talk about what we love to do, what we aspire to do, and what we are about to do. Okay. I just want to thank you guys for tuning in and spending a little time with me on this Thursday evening. I hope everyone's having a good week and finishing off the week on a high note, which will be what we definitely need in these times, right? So I hope you have your glass ready. I have mine. I have, I'm drinking a Spanish wine tonight. I have red, a deep red. So I have my glass ready, and I hope you have your favorite sippy cup as well. Okay. I just wanted to say, it's been great. It's been really great hosting this show. I just started doing this show last month, and I'm having a great time. I'm having a phenomenal time. I'm meeting some interesting, exciting, intellectual, just fascinating individuals who have been enlightening me, and I hope they've been enlightening you as well over the past couple of weeks. We've gone through a lot of great topics in the past couple of weeks, from the whole BDSM community and, talking about bondage and the knot tying and the submissive, their point of view, and the Doms, their point of view, and as far as having some discussions about sexual compatibility through astrological signs. So that was a tongue twister. So we've been really having a great time. I hope you've been having a great time and listening in. If you missed some of the episodes, hey, that's okay, because you can always click on the link to get that information and listen in on your free time, in between time. And, of course, if you have any other questions or if you have suggestions that you would like to add, feel free to drop me a line, hit me up on the line, in the chat room, or on Facebook. I would love to hear from you all. Tonight's topic is, it's another one. It's another heater. It's another heater. So that's what I aim to do, is to please. So we will be talking to our special guest tonight about mastering masturbation. But before we get into that topic, before we even get into the meat of the stew, we are going to discuss a few things. The purpose of the show is to share love, spread love, and know some love, and get some loving while we at it. So I am not one to be a selfish lover. I'm one to share in all of the goodness that we have surrounding us. And whenever I come across some very fascinating and interesting people who happen to be sensual, sexy, mysterious, very intriguing, I need to make sure that I reach out and touch them in more ways than one, and get some information from them so we can share that with you. For tonight's topic, mastering masturbation, you know, becoming a champion, so to speak, single-handedly, how about that? We want to get in touch with ourselves, okay? There are women who have never even, like, seen their lover pleasure themselves, or vice versa. And I believe that some of us, we have that erotic urge to watch, you know, at least just to see what's going on and see what ticks and what doesn't tick. And although single folks may have this freedom of doing it when they want to, how they want to, but once they get in that relationship, all that self-loving kind of quits. Well, that's wrong. That's wrong. It can keep going. It can keep going. But I read in some reports that women actually masturbate more once they're in a satisfying relationship. How about that? So even though you're loving on your lover and feeling good all about it, hey, sometimes, you know, we can still have that self-loving and be okay with it. Mastering the art is either done alone or in front of your partner. We all know that, right? So what's your preference? What would you prefer to do? You have to have an open dialogue and make your sex even better. When you're having this open dialogue, reasons for it, there are plenty of reasons. I mean, there's that whole thing of it's mysterious and it's forbidden, it's too erotic, but the benefits of it is it's one of those learning tools. It's a learning tool for your partner, it's a learning tool for yourself. You're learning about yourself. No matter how old you are, you can never stop learning, right? And orgasms from masturbation can possibly be more intense. Masturbating together, it creates a special bond. I mean, you have an alternative method. You don't, if you still want to be pleasured, but your lover has tapped out, then, you know, you don't have that reservation of learning about yourself and feeling good about yourself and not dipping out. You know what I mean? You know, some of us don't want to go that route where we have that outdoor option, but we would prefer to stay loyal to the relationship, but just kind of, you know, find some pleasure within the home, okay? So I think that the whole self-pleasure, self-love, it should be greatly encouraged. I encourage it. I think it's healthy. It's a healthy thing, right? I think that we should all do it. I'm an advocate. That's my commercial, and I'm sticking with it. I'm sticking to it. That's all I'm going to say. So tell me, how do you feel about it? Do you think that masturbation is something that's necessary, something that we should do, we should not do? Should we save that for only certain occasions, like only when you're single. Once you get into a relationship, your lover should not see you, you know, pleasure yourself. Do you believe that? Are you too shy? Do you feel a little awkward, feel a little weird? I mean, I think that people have certain reservations about certain things, but then there are some uninhibited folks who say, hey, you know, I don't mind. I don't give a damn. I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and this is who I am, and take it or leave it. Right? So that'd be interesting to know from you. And feel free to call in or go into the chat room and let me know. If you don't have that number, the number is area code 657-383-0398. Call in and let me know. Here's my question to you. Do you think masturbation is selfish? Do you think you would be considered a selfish lover if you masturbated? What do you think? Call in and let me know. Again, that number is area code 657-383-0398. And if you cannot get through or you like to just chime in the chat room, please, please do. Go into the chat room and just type in your answer. I don't have to say your name. I just read out your comment. That's what I'll do for you. So I'm not trying to blast anybody. And you know I'm all about, being a sex nerd as well. I always have something that I just want to throw out there. Here's one. Voyeur is the psychological term for being what? That's an easy one. Easy. Again, that little sex nerd trivia question. Voyeur is a technical/psychological term for being what? The options are A, peeping Tom, B, an underwear collector, C, someone with a foot fetish, or D, a flasher. All right, so that's your sex nerd moment. That's what I got for you. That's your trivia, all right? But I took a small poll with folks, just asking them about, you know, the difficulties in discussing masturbation. And again, once we bring in our guest, we will expand on this topic. But I've had some comments from listeners who said to me, I wish he would do it in front of me more often. I've even named his penis, and I I won't say the name, but, you know, she's just like, you know, I want him to be more open with me. Another person said, masturbation is the act in my life that keeps me sane. So, and he says that he do it quite often. A woman says, I masturbate in front of my husband mostly with a vibrator, and but sometimes I still find it embarrassing. So, what do you think? What are your thoughts on that? Do you have any suggestions for our listeners? What should they do in those circumstances? Should they feel embarrassed about pleasuring themselves? Is it something that you still find taboo and it's just uncomfortable to even discuss? I would love to hear from you. Your number, the guest number to call is area code 657-383-0398. So we are going to take a quick break because I want to bring on our guest right after this break, and she is a sexpert, okay? She is a sexpert, and she will give us the lowdown and dirty and the sexiness of mastering masturbation. So you guys get ready. I'm going to give you about a minute to go and get yourself a glass, a refill, or your first sip, and freshen up so we can get nasty, okay? So in a little while, we will have that discussion about all things sexy. Are you ready? I know I'm ready. See you in a minute.
Out of 31 flavors, baby, you make 32. Let me scoop that on my comb, let me show you what it do. Open wide up, sesame. Open wide up, sesame. Out of 32 flavors.
I promise you that I will only give you a minute to get yourselves together. So, because we have a lot to cover, y'all. We have a lot to cover. So, you know, we have some things that we need to talk about. We have some things that we need to learn. And, you know, I'm all about learning. I'm all about trying to get some information so I can smile. Smile wider, have a wider smile in my life. So, oh boy, I crack myself up. I do. So, anyway, I want to bring on our guest tonight. She has took some time out of her very busy schedule to share some information. Miss Tyomi Morgan, she is a member of the National Coalition for Sexual Health, and she is a contributing writer for Ebony.com as well as Ebony Magazine. She is a passionate, innovative, and ambitious woman who those are just a few words to describe her. She is a model turned sexpert from Chicago, yes. From Chicago, she began her career as a model working for local designers, musical artists, and national brands, and eventually landed a contending spot on America's Next Top Model, Cycle 14. So she's a big deal, okay? After the show, Tyomi used her influence for good and possessing a love for all things sensual. So we're going to have Tyomi come on and tell us more about her endeavors, her journey, and what she's doing now and what she plans to do in the future, and talk to us about our very hot topic, mastering masturbation. Are you guys ready for Tyomi? I know I am. So we're going to bring her on. Hello, Tyomi.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I can hear you loud and clear. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I want to just thank you so much for taking the time to share with us your sexpertise.
Excuse me, I'm getting over a cold. Throughout this interview, I may cough once or twice, so I don't have any wine like the rest of you. I just have water to clear out my throat.
Okay. Oh well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I will sip for you, and all will be forgiven. So, but yes, thanks again for coming through and sharing your time with us. So just really quick, how long have you been in the business as far as sex education and you know, your profession?
Well, this year, September, it will be 6 years. So I hit my 5-year mark already. And I started my blog in 2011 after doing some research and really figuring out, you know, if this industry was for me, but also in seeing that I did not recognize or even see young women of color that were speaking about sexuality in a way that was like upbeat and entertaining, but also very informative and empowering at the time. So I said, well, instead of me complaining about not having someone to relate to, let me be that person. And I also, like, was going through things with my own, like, sexual health and having ovarian cysts and painful sex. And I was pretty young. I was, like, 22. And so I said, you know what? I know there are other women. I know there's other women even older than me, like, going through this stuff, and even women my age. So let me just start this blog for us. And so I started I started my blog, Glamorotica101.com, for women. Mm-hmm. But then men started to hit me up and say, well, what about us? We need advice, too. So I just kind of opened it up for everyone. And now, so many articles later, so many interviews and podcasts later, television spots and viral videos later, going on 6 years later, here I am now on your show talking to you and your listeners about, you know, masturbation coming up here in a minute.
Oh, wow. What a journey. What a journey. Wow. So you mentioned that that originally it was for the women, and then the men started reaching out and wanting advice from you as well?
Yeah, because at first, like, I was going to remain anonymous, but then one of my mentors was like, your image is very powerful, so you need to put it out there. So I put a picture up of myself on my blog, and when people started going to the blog and seeing that picture, they're like, wait a minute, is this girl that's in the banner, is that you? And are you writing all this stuff? I'm like, yeah. So it really, like, threw people because they were like, we've never heard a black woman speak about sex openly and freely and candidly like this. And also one that's just, like, fine as shit, you know. And I'm like, well, I mean, this is why I'm doing this, so we can change that, because we do exist and we are out here. And, you know, there are those of us, women of color, who are sexually liberated and free and want to share this information with other people. So, yeah, I mean, it was like literally as soon as I started the blog, it just took off. And I remember within like maybe 2 weeks of starting my blog, I already had like my first radio interview. And it just took off immediately. And it's really been a journey with just, like, of course, being attacked by people online, those who are repressing their sexuality and cannot understand how the next person can be so open and free to talk openly about their sexuality. But then also being attacked by those who don't believe that women should be, you know, participating in things like this at all. And then, of course, having family members that didn't understand what I was doing and why I was doing what I was doing, because I was modeling predominantly and then just switched up one day. And everyone was like, well, we're so used to you being, like, quiet and all this. Where's all this stuff coming from? And I'm like, well, yeah, I may have been quiet, but I've always been having sex. I just wanted to talk about my sex life to you guys. So for some people, it kind of shocked
them. And that's what I find interesting about, because I've kind of gone through that where I just kind of worked with doing things with kind of more family oriented and just staying safe, but never out as far as expressing sex or anything that's sex theme or whatever. And it's like, whoa. So I'm seeing your family kind of like, whoa, wait a minute. And it's like, yeah, you've grown.
And you know what? It was like, because my dad was the one that really encouraged me to shift my focus from, like, modeling heavily to my writing, because I'm a naturally gifted writer, he said, which I am. And, you know, I didn't go to school for journalism or anything like that. So for me to be writing for Ebony.com and, you know, to have been published in academia, mm-hmm. to have been published in Ebony as many times as I have, and to be mm-hmm. Referenced as an expert the way that I am, it's a blessing, because I'm like, I know people who've gone to school for, you know, years to break into journalism and they still haven't done it. But because I have a passion for what I do and I started my own blog, I already had a catalog of work and it resonated with people and they enjoyed it. But like mm-hmm. my dad was the one that really encouraged me to do this. And so when I chose sexuality as a topic, he was like, well, this is great because people need it. People are always going to be having sex and you're necessary. So go forward. But it was really my mother that was the one that's like looking at it sideways, like, okay, well, how are you going to make money doing this? And just don't be a porn star and all of that. And then when I started mm-hmm. my, like, the visual aspect of my blog, which is on my YouTube channel, that's when, you know, my mom's like, well, why do you have to be the one in the videos? And I'm like, I have to be the one in the videos because at this point in my career, I don't have money to pay actors, number one. And number two, me using myself as the representation is pretty much representing the curvier woman, but not just the curvier woman in general, but the sexy, confident black woman that isn't mm-hmm. often put up on a pedestal and spotlighted as far as her sexuality is concerned. And I just love how, like, I have followers from all over the world, many different ethnicities, many different nationalities, and it, like, sex brings us all together. And the one thing mm-hmm. that I hear a lot from both men and women is, we just love your body. And it makes them feel comfortable and empowered to know that there is a woman that's curvy, she's also sex conscious, and she's empowering other people to love themselves as they are. And so, you know, my parents, like, my dad is behind me 1,000%. My mom supports me too. She just doesn't want me to, like, get too deep into, like, you know, the adult side of being like a starlet. And I'm like, well, mm-hmm. I ain't into doing no hardcore porn, but I mean, if Cinemax called me and wanted to do, like, saying Chronicles, I would totally mm-hmm. do it.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't no front.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Okay, so now this hot topic that I have tonight, it's been kind of resonating for a long time because, you know, like you mentioned, your mother, she's a little bit more reserved than your father when it comes to sex or sex themed or topics being so public. So what do you think about masturbation? I mean, do you think that this is something that should be reserved, or do you think that's something that should be openly discussed?
It is something that should be openly discussed. I mean, well, and when I say openly discussed, I mean between you and your partner. Now, if you are an individual that's, you know, sexually liberated and you don't have any issues with talking about, like, your body and what you do with your body, then it's fair game. It's okay for you to talk about it openly. But I just think that conversations about sexuality in general need to be normalized. So I believe that people should feel comfortable with the idea of being able to say, yes, I masturbate. And there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, partners should be discussing this openly with each other, because even if you're not talking about it, you're still doing it. You know, he's mm-hmm. sneaking off to the bathroom, or, you know, while you're asleep, or, you know, you're in the bathtub or in the shower, using the shower head, you know, while he's away at work or whatever, like, you're still doing it. So why not talk mm-hmm. about it?
Exactly. So what do you think are the benefits to masturbation?
Well, of course, elevated mood.
All of it.
Elevated mood, you know, a release of endorphins, a release in antidepressants in the body. I mean, it's been proven that sex can act as an antidepressant, you know, because it's releasing mm-hmm. endorphins into the body and also adrenaline, so your blood gets pumping. It's also good for your heart. I mean, it's a form of cardio. Like, when you're stimulating yourself, your heart pumps more blood to your genitals, and your heart pumping is also a form of keeping it healthy. And you also become a lot more connected with your body. But it also depends on how you're masturbating, because if you are masturbating with a toy and you're masturbating with a toy and only a toy, then it's not really so much that you're connecting with your body, but you're really connecting yourself to the idea of getting off. So if you masturbate in a particular way, it can be a way to explore and connect with your body. And also it helps women specifically know, like, what type of stimulation directly to the clitoris or even just to her vulva in general will move her closer to an orgasm. And for men, if they use masturbation in a certain way, they can learn how to last longer. If they're practicing edging when masturbating instead of focusing on getting to the nut, right? A few of the benefits. And, stress reliever. It can also help put you to sleep if you want to do that as well. There's quite a few health benefits, but sometimes people take it a little too far. They over-masturbate. They masturbate while holding an anxious intention in their mind, and it can cause problems with intimacy with their partners when they decide to have penetrative sex.
So let's back up a bit, because I want to talk about that as well. When you said edging, explain to folks in the back row, what do you mean by edging?
So in edging, it's where you get yourself right up to that point of orgasm, but then you stop. You cease all stimulation, and you allow your body to come back down to a resting state, and then you start again. And what this does is not only does it intensify the orgasm when you do have one, but it also helps you to know exactly what is your point of no return. Because you're literally getting yourself to that point where you want to orgasm, or you are just about to orgasm. And so for men specifically who are having issues with coming too soon, edging will help you to know exactly what types of strokes, what type of stimulation, and then at what point you won't be able to stop yourself from ejaculating. And so by practicing edging, it helps men to prolong the ejaculatory process.
Okay. Now, as far as couples who are, there's a scenario that was brought to me where a husband and wife, they were not having sex for a long time. And one day the wife caught her husband masturbating in the shower. And she's like, you know, I'm here. Why won't you, you know, have sex with me? And he's like, well, because it just feels better to masturbate. Do you think that that's a kind of an addiction, or that it just goes deeper than that?
It goes deeper than that. I don't think it has anything to do with an addiction, but everything to do with the disconnect between lovers and lovers who are not communicating. Because, first of all, why aren't you having sex? If sex is important to both of you, which it is, because she caught him and she's saying, well, use me, but he's saying, oh, well, this feels better. Clearly, he's had to take care of himself because there was no sex happening. Statistically, the average American couple was in a sexless marriage. And so within that sexless marriage, men especially, like, they don't know how to just sit and allow their sexual energy to just be there and build up. Men have been trained since they started getting erection, since that first wet dream, to rub one out, right? So that's what they do. And also, this helps them, quote-unquote, curb their sex drive because they don't want to go out and cheat. So they're like, well, some men don't want to go out and cheat. So they're like, well, let me just go ahead and, like, take care of it myself. But it's deeper than, oh, him having an addiction. It's like, if it was better for him, more than likely to take care of himself than to go through the rigmarole trying to get her to have sex with him. So his hand isn't going to rebuttal. His hand is not going to tell him no. His hand is not going to put up a stink about getting into certain positions or doing certain things that he wants to be satisfied. His hand is going to give him whatever he needs. And so, but you know what? Couples don't often realize, like partners don't often realize how what they say has an effect on their lover. And maybe he didn't mean that, maybe he did not mean that the masturbation feels better than her, but really he's thinking about the entire spectrum of trying to make sex happen with her after not having sex for so long. And it just didn't come out right, you know. But I don't think that wives should be so offended by a man pleasuring himself. It's definitely better than him going out and using another woman to pleasure himself. And it's
absolutely
also his birthright. It's also his birthright to satisfy himself. What if he came walking in on her masturbating with a toy and raised a big stink about it? Now she would be all up in arms. But women often don't think about it in reverse. We always talk about these double standards in terms of the double standard against us. Like, oh, men want a woman that doesn't want a woman that's been with a lot of men. He wants a virginal woman, but he wants her to be a freak. Okay, well, then let's turn this around. You don't want your guy to go out and cheat on you, but you also don't want him to masturbate. So how else is he supposed to be getting his sexual satisfaction if you're not taking care of him? That's unfair. Completely unfair.
Now, what if she, I mean, what if she feels like she is doing what, you know, she feels like she is the bomb and he should not even think about a woman nor a hand to satisfy?
That's being irrational.
I mean, yeah.
That's being irrational because you're not going to be there at every moment in that man's life to give him what he needs sexually. What if you go away on a business trip for 3 months and you're at a long distance? You're only expecting him to jump on webcam and masturbate with you? I mean, if those are the rules that you have in your relationship, cool. That could also be like a fun way to play with each other, and it can build up anticipation and also, you know, deepen desire for each other. But if you're not doing creative things like that and you're just expecting him to just get by, that's unfair because how men feel and deal with their sexuality is completely different than women. Women, we think about sex just as much as men do, but we have a better handle on our sexual energy. We can go for a few days, maybe a few weeks, some women, because there are some that can't go a day or two without masturbating. But there are some women who actually, like, they really don't need it, or they just don't desire it. And they can go for weeks or months without even touching themselves. And that's the issue. Well, one of the issues is that we often place our lovers in the same category as us. So you assume, like, oh, well, I don't need it that often, so he doesn't need it that often. Or I don't need it that often, so she doesn't need it that often. And instead of looking at your lover as, oh, we are matched in our sex drive or we are matched in our sexual sexual needs, treat your partner as they are. And that's why I say, like, that situation is a breakdown in communication, because if sex is important to the both of them, then how come they haven't had a discussion about it? And how come they haven't had a discussion about what are some appropriate solutions for both of them to be getting what they need sexually out of that situation?
Okay. So how can we include our partner into our session?
Well, first of all, mutual masturbation. You know, so you guys could masturbate together, or one could just act as a voyeur, you know, sit back and grant your partner permission to watch you. You know, you can bring your smoke in, bring your drink in, whatever, and just watch your partner play with themselves. And I always suggest that women watch their men stroke themselves, because when it's time for you to go down on him and give him a blowjob, you can use the hand job to cut down the time you will have to have them in your mouth. The hand job is so underrated, but women kind of don't know how to handle the penis because they've never even seen their own partners handle their own. So, you know, sitting and watching him stroke himself is a healthy thing. Also, again, you can play a game with it. You know, what if you do go on a trip, or maybe you're on your lunch break? You can call each other and say, hey, you need a little break? I need a fix right now. And then one partner could give instructions to the other on how to do it. And in a way, mm-hmm. kind of be in control of their partner's release. So, you know, if it's the male partner that's being the dominant one, he can give his wife or his girlfriend instructions and say, you know what, this isn't even about you reaching an orgasm. I just want you to play with yourself right up until that point. So he could, like, basically instruct her to edge. It can turn into a game, and it could be whatever type of rules you want them to be. But you have to get creative. Mm-hmm. When people talk about spicing up their sex lives, it's like, start thinking outside of the box. Start thinking of
and not trying to buy every
games.
Single toy.
Exactly. Because there's a lot that you can do with your fingers alone, you know, and some, mm-hmm. and some lubricant, you know. Like, I just taught a masturbation technique for women on my private Snapchat this week, and it was it's an approach to masturbation that the average woman probably does not practice, because for both men and women, we're all just, like, most of us are just so focused on getting to the orgasm, getting through it, getting mm-hmm. it done, to the point where you're rushing it. But really, this is a time to connect with your essence. This is a time to connect with your genitals, you know, that sacred mm-hmm. part of you. And by taking your time and lighting some candles and really making your masturbation session a sacred moment, now it becomes mm-hmm. something that isn't frowned upon, but something that is warranted, because not only are you connecting with your body, but you're also worshiping yourself. You're mm-hmm. showing love and sending energy to that area of your body that needs it. So, you know, it's all about, first of all, shifting your perception on what masturbation is and how it's used and why it's used, and then thinking outside of the box to get creative.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I think that since we live in, like, a microwave society, everybody wants it fast and ready and, you know, bam, and that's it. But as you're stating that it's a process, and you should really take your time, you know, setting the mood,
yeah. And
then the area, the environment, like you said, lighting up candles and everything, just to put yourself in this mind frame, as opposed to just, like, doing this drive-through satisfaction.
Because
our bodies are not fast food.
Exactly, and then you start to train your body to respond in that way when you're in any type of sexual experience. And
mm-hmm.
so when you change, first of all, your mindset, then your body follows. So take your time. There's no reason to rush through it, especially if you don't have anything to do during the day. And I like to say, like, instead of, I mean, okay, some men definitely, okay, the average man needs to get one off in the morning, whatever. But
mm-hmm.
instead of using, like, a 10-minute window of time to get one off every day, reserve that energy for when you have some time to really enjoy it. I used to have a playmate who, he would give me control over his orgasm, and he would masturbate every day, but he would primarily edge. So he would
mm-hmm.
masturbate for like 30 minutes at a time, and, like, just sit there and stroke himself and really, like, get a good feeling out of how he feels stroking himself, but he would not orgasm unless I told him to. And so this would be days later, though, maybe like 2 weeks later, and I'm like, all right, you can have a release today. And it even got to the point for him where, because he started to train himself in being able to last longer, he also trained himself to be able to orgasm without even touching his penis. Because he was using Kegels to stroke himself from the inside and stimulate himself from the inside. And it was such a great thing to watch, because here it is. He's sitting here, he's moaning, and you see his penis moving, right? And I can tell he's moving his pelvic muscles, and he has a full-on, hard-on erection. And then within a matter of minutes, he's coming. And it keeps coming, keeps coming, and keeps coming because he held that back for 2 weeks. So,
oh, wow.
There are some amazing things that the male body can do just as the female body can. But it takes practice and it takes time and it takes, you know, dedication to it. And also the awareness that the body can do that.
Okay, I did not know that. So enlighten me on this one and some of the ladies out there when you say that, you know, this gentleman was able to just hold out that long, and then at a point he became so trained at just releasing without even touching himself.
Yeah, it's basically just using Kegels, like the same muscle that is used to stop the flow of urine. So, and those are the same muscles that are used to stop or bring on the ejaculatory process. So you can like literally use your muscles to stroke yourself from the inside. Women, we can do this too. And this is how women are able to orgasm without even like stimulating their clitorises. You can stimulate your clitoris, you can stroke your clitoris without even stroking it. And it sounds kind of deep, but like you should be able to move your clitoris on your own. Even when you do a Kegel and you clench those muscles together, your clitoris also moves. But like I've gotten to the point where I can literally cause my clitoris to become erect just by moving it in itself, and also using certain deep breathing exercises. And that's one of the things that he would do when he was stroking himself without using his hands. He would breathe very deeply and breathe into his pelvis, and he would contract his pelvic muscles. And he would begin to do it slowly, and then he would speed it up. And then in speeding it up, you know, that caused more stimulation, and then he would come. So it really is all about being aware of how your body responds, what your body can do, and also being very in tune with your body. So that's like some advanced level shit that the average person listening is probably like, what the hell? But you really have to be a person that spends time with yourself and practice this, because it's not something that just happens overnight.
So not all kitties are created equal. So with ladies, when they try to stimulate themselves and bring themselves to orgasm, what are some techniques that they can use without doing a traditional, oh, let me get my dildo out or vibrator?
Well, first of all, I like to say take a moment in time to truly connect with your vulva. Like, a lot of times we reach for the toy because we know it's going to, you know, buzz and twirl and whirl at 1,000 volts per second and get us off in a minute and a half. But again, that's not allowing you to connect. So take a moment to really connect with your vulva, you know, whether it has hair on it or not. You know, you take the time to appreciate it. No judgment. You're not judging it.
Mm-hmm.
You're just taking a moment to really show it love. And then I like to say rub your hands together very quickly so that they warm up. And then just place your hand, your entire hand over your vulva and breathe deeply. Breathe deeply into your pelvis to where you can send blood and send energy down to that area to awaken it. Because when we're just walking around every day, our vaginas are moist because that's the ecosystem that you know, it hosts, a moist, dark, warm ecosystem. But in general, when your body is at a resting state, so are your genitals. Your clitoris goes to sleep, and it's positioned very comfortably in the clitoral hood. In order for you to sometimes be able to find it, it has to become erect. And if it becomes erect, you're being aroused and blood being sent down to that area. But If you're not looking at anything visually stimulating, you can send blood to that area and awaken your clitoris by focusing your intention and your energy onto your clitoris and breathing deeply and sending that breath down into your pelvis to awaken it. They call it like vaginal breathing or pelvic breathing, like breathing into your pelvis and taking that time to really connect. And then from there, taking your time to just caress and rub on your lips. You start with the outer lips, and then you move towards the inner lips. And then you move down and touch yourself in your vagina. You know, put a finger in there, dip it in, see how moisture you're getting. And then use that moisture then to part your lips, and then you move to your clitoris. And now you can begin to start making little circles, you know, or you can pat it a little bit. Whatever type of, like, movement or stimulation is your favorite, you just use your own lubrication to begin doing that. And just really taking your time and not just focusing your attention on your clitoris, but also focusing your attention on your lips. And some women enjoy vaginal penetration while they're masturbating. Some don't. Again, this is that moment in time to truly connect and learn what you like and what will get you off. But it's all about taking your time and breathing. One of the major reasons why, or I would say a major contributor to a prolonged orgasm or a delayed orgasm in women is anxiety. And a lot of times we create anxiety in our bodies by how we breathe. A lot of times during masturbation or sex in general, we begin to have short breaths because our heart rate accelerates. And so we're doing like that. But when you do that, you're hyperventilating and you are also causing your heart rate to go faster and you're depriving your body of oxygen. So that's why your heart is pumping even more because it's trying to keep up. So instead of taking those short, hurried breaths, you take deep breaths. When you exhale, you send that energy down into your pelvis. And with each deep breath that you do like that, your pelvis begins to warm up more and more and more and more, and it continues to move you closer to that orgasm than the short breaths will. And this is something that I practice in my own sex life because I can feel it. I'm that in tune with my body that I know when I'm stressing my body out. And so instead of me being hurried and hyperventilating, I'll take a moment. And I take a few deep breaths, and then I'll begin to stimulate myself again while still deep breathing. And as I'm taking those breaths, with each inhalation, I can feel that tingling sensation rising up my spine. And then eventually, bam, there's the orgasm. Because I'm giving my body that time and that space to do what it needs to do chemically and energetically to bring on that orgasm. So women need to just take the time to truly connect and go piece by piece. Even give yourself like a little vulva massage or a pelvic massage where you massage your bikini line, you know. Massage all around your vulva. Massage your pubic mons. You know, we focus so much on the clitoris that we forget. Well, we focus so much on the gland, which is the head of the penis. Well, it is the head of the penis, but the head of the clitoris. The part that we see that protrudes out of the anterior part of the vulva. But that's just the head. There are bulbs and vestibules of, and like basically legs of the clitoris that go deep into the vagina and they run alongside the labia majora. So when you massage and stimulate your lips, you're still stimulating the clitoris. You're stimulating another part of it that you can't see. Even when you get stroked internally, you're still stimulating the clitoris. And so women can learn how to take their time to really stimulate the entire vulva and breathe deeply and breathe slowly and just take their time and really focus their minds on how they're feeling instead of focusing on, I got a nut, I got a nut, I got a nut. That mm-hmm. anxious mantra, it just causes deeper anxiety. You hold the mantra in your mind, I'm here to pleasure myself. You know, I feel good for myself. This feels amazing. I'm showing myself love. You know, you change the messaging in your mind and you change your entire experience.
Now, when it comes to partners, how can we teach our man to pleasure us without penetration? Because I find that, men may think that, oh, let me just stick a finger in there and, mm-hmm. and just go in, out, in, out, in, out, and then they just neglect everything else.
We got to lead by example. You have to, first of all, if he doesn't even see you pleasuring yourself in that way, then all he's going to mm-hmm. do is use a technique that he's either seen in porn or he's used before on other women. So, first and foremost, before you show him anything, you need to talk about it. Have a conversation
okay.
about your vagina and about your vulva. Have a conversation about your anatomy. Go to a workshop or a class on orgasmic meditation or, masturbation or self-pleasure, because those classes are out there. And take the class together and then go home and do your home assignments, because most sex educators will give out home assignments, and practice it together. Or just have him take his time to explore your vulva. You know, lube up your hand with some coconut oil and have him give you a
yes,
vulva massage.
Yes, I love coconut oil.
Yes, everybody does, to the point where everybody thinks that coconut oil is a cure for everything. And I'm like, it's not, guys. I mean, it's a great superfood, and it's a great oil that has multi-functions, but it's not going to cure AIDS.
right, exactly.
Nah, because people really think like, oh, you got gonorrhea, just use the coconut oil. Absolutely
right.
not. Don't fall for the okey-doke. But coconut oil
exactly.
is a great form of natural lubrication for the couple that's not using latex. Like if you're not using condoms and stuff like that, or
mm-hmm.
if you're just doing masturbation and you're not using toys, you do not want to use coconut oil with the toys, ladies, because it will break down the silicone in your toys. Do not use oil or oil-based products with your sex toys unless they are wood, like polished wood or metal or glass. Okay? Yes, water-based lubricant. And if it's a silicone base lubricant, don't use it with your silicone toys. It's going to melt it. But literally, lube your hand up. And this is where women have to be unafraid to take control. Tell him what to do. He is willing to be taught. Turn this into a sexy game. You know, you are going to explore my body, and I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do. You know? And then the reward after that is something, whatever. But the reward could just be becoming more intimate with your partner. You don't have to give them any
mm-hmm.
kind of incentives for doing that. And then just direct him from there and tell him how much pressure to use, where to move, how to move, where to put the finger, how to use the finger. Women have to step up and start being teachers for their men. How can you expect them to know how to pleasure you if you don't tell him how or show him how to do it? Be willing to be a teacher, but first have that initial
Absolutely.
Conversation.
Yeah, communication is so, so, so important. For those individuals who find self-pleasuring hard, how can they, how do you suggest they overcome it?
Well, first and foremost, you need to get to the root of the problem, which is asking yourself, why do you find it difficult to touch yourself? And
mm-hmm.
sometimes there is sexual trauma that was sustained at a younger age, And, you know, either it went unremedied and she kind of just suppressed her energy, and so touching herself down there doesn't feel good to her. There are some women who, you know, they grew up in religious households and it was always told to them that masturbation was evil and it was wrong. You have some that just don't believe that a woman should pleasure herself, that that's a man's job. You have some women that may have had the experience and were embarrassed by it, or was caught by a parent or a sibling or something, and they just vowed never to do it again. So there are several factors that can contribute to why a woman doesn't self-pleasure. And that...
And also for a man, right?
Yeah. Yep. Because there are some men that, you know, they got so embarrassed by it when they were younger, they vowed never to touch themselves. But then there are some men who just feel like masturbation is silly in general, because they're like, why am I fucking myself? You know? Mm-hmm. And for those men that feel like they don't need it, that's okay. And for the women that feel like they don't need it, that's okay too. But if they get to that point where they feel like, you know what, I really should be doing this, then you do have to get to the underlying reasoning behind why haven't you been doing it. And then once you address the why, then you can move into the how. Because people always want to know the how part without addressing the why. And as a sexuality coach, most of the time in the work that I do, I'm addressing the why for days or weeks before we even get to the how. Because there are a lot of people who are extremely depressed in their sexual energy because of past experiences with a former lover or an abuser or a parent or a religion or some negative messaging or body shaming or whatever. And that is what is suppressing their desire to connect with themselves in that way. Or maybe their genitals got made fun of, so they never want to even touch or look down there, you know. So address the why, and then the how can come.
Interesting. Okay, these are some great, great tips. And I hope you guys are listening out there. And if you have questions or you'd like to chime in, feel free to call area code 657-383-0398. We're going to take a one-minute break so you can have a sip of water, and I can get a sip of wine. And then we will come back and talk about some more of mastering masturbation. So hold tight. we are back. We are back to the Red Room. I am your host, Misty Haven, and I have our guest, our expert for the evening, Kiomi Morgan. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great, great. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. The evening's going well so far. The interview's going well, so I have no complaints.
Great, great. That's what I love to hear. So we are going to get back into our topic about mastering masturbation. So I want to know, can you give us some types of stimulation for the men that, you know, outside of the traditional stroking? Are there some stimulation you can give them some tips on?
Well, you know, there are toys that men can use if they want to, you know, kind of spice up their masturbation, because I do get that question often from men. There are masturbation sleeves they can use, some that are shaped like their favorite porn star's mouth or anus or vagina. And there are also fleshlights, which, you know, it's another sleeve. It's very tight-fitting, which you put a lube in it, and you can stroke with it. There are also full-on booties, like a booty that will bounce back on you and everything, that you can use to stimulate. So just as women use toys to masturbate, men can too. And I think that women need to not make fun of men who want to use toys to spice up their masturbation. Also, of course, like, having their partners do it for them, so giving them a hand job. There are some men who are into feet, so maybe getting a foot job, you know, the feet being used to stimulate and get them off. Some men masturbate with different types of lubricants. Some lubricants, they're like warm up, or some that have menthol in it, and it has a cooling sensation. Some men like to wear a glove that has little ribs on it and stimulate themselves that way with their hands. And I've heard of some men masturbating with socks. I don't know what that does for them, but, you know, hey, if it works, go ahead and try it. And those are just a few things. I know Auntie Angel, she had a technique with a cucumber, like the skin of the cucumber. You cut out the meat, and then the skin of the cucumber becomes a masturbation sleeve that also is healthy for the skin of the penis because of the silica in the cucumber. So it's also something, if you want to incorporate food into your masturbation experience, you can use cucumber skin or a grapefruit cut in half. Cut off. So, you know, just some different ways to spice it up if you want. But at the end of the day, masturbation is always going to be either you're going to use your hand, someone else's hand, or you're going to use something else to stroke you, whether it's a toy, a piece of fruit. But it's always about making sure the lubrication is there. Some guys like to masturbate dry. They like the feeling of, like, the friction. So maybe even trying that and see how that goes for you.
Okay. When it comes to, like, fantasy, your clients, do they share with you as far as what are their fantasies when it comes to their sex life?
Oh, yeah, all the time. And it's something that I encourage my followers to do online. Like, I talk open and candidly with those who follow me about sex and love and relationships and life and spirituality. And so there are days where I'll jump on Periscope or YouTube Live or Instagram Live, and we'll talk about our fantasies. I'll say, hey, so, you know, what's one of your fantasies? Or I will start talking about a fantasy that I have first, and then kind of prompt them to chime in and get their opinions on, you know, what their fantasies are. And everyone has everything is different, you know. Some people get off on just the idea of the fantasy alone, because achieving the fantasy may be too much. And I've had people say that in our chat, like, oh, I only can keep this as a fantasy because it would be too much. It would be too much if I actually tried to attempt it. And I'm like, well, that's very, you know, noble of you to admit that. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when it comes to, you mentioned earlier about, like, the environment that women can set the mood with the candles and, you know, maybe even music, you know, maybe a certain scent. Are men the same way? Are they just as, you know, kind of sensitive when it comes to that?
They are. They absolutely are. And I think that we completely negate that. We think that men are just always these hot, horny toads that are just ready to get it on at any moment, which, you know, men do typically arrive at that point of arousal a lot sooner than women do. But men need foreplay too. Men want to be finessed and romanced, and men enjoy intimacy, and men enjoy affection. And I'll tell you, in my own personal life, I've experienced it where, you know, I'll invite a friend over for us to have an intimate session that will start off with like a massage or something. And when he comes in, the room is warm. I got candles lit everywhere. There's soft music playing. It smells good. Got some incense burning on the dresser. And when he walks in, his entire mood changes because he sees that the atmosphere has been set. Have you ever been in a situation where, like, you go to meet up with someone, you're going to, you know, get it in with, and you guys have been discussing that you're going to have a session, and you get there, and the TV's on, and it smells like food, and it's just awkward. Like, no one knows how to approach the situation of, let's have sex now, you know? And that's because the atmosphere.
Yeah, I think that some men are, like, they're kind of weird about that. I know I've been in a situation where I walk in, and I'm like, why is it a mess over here? I get distracted and feel like I almost got turned into a mama mode or something. I'm like, I don't feel sexy at all.
Exactly. And so if for nothing else, as women, we need to set the mood for ourselves, but we have to also know that triggers something in his mind, like, oh, she's ready and she's serious.
Mm-hmm.
Because they need that too. So it matters, you know, and men will say it all the time. We need foreplay too. We want to feel adored, and we want to feel we want to experience affection, and we want to be desired. We don't just want to be treated like a piece of meat, even though they treat themselves like pieces of meat. But
right. Uh-huh. Okay. Cool. Well, thank you so much for enlightening us on all this information. Now tell us, how can we get in touch with you? How can we find you if we want to take some classes or workshops? What you got going on?
Or you can. Yeah, I definitely have my Ride Him Cowgirl, which is now upgraded to Ride Him with Sass workshop that's going to be hitting a few cities. I'm going to Philadelphia, May 6th, San Francisco, May 20th, DMV. So I'm going to Alexandria, Virginia, May 27th, Chicago, May 28th, and Toronto, June 10th. So in this class, it's women only, and it is a fitness class. And I'm teaching the proper technique of how to ride on top. Yes. There is a technique.
Yes.
All right. So.
Okay.
And a lot of it has to do with being in shape. And when I say in shape, I don't mean being slim. I don't mean having a tight body. I mean you having full control over your lower body and having strong quads and hamstrings and glutes and a strong core. So we will be working out. Bring your favorite heels, you bring a yoga mat, you can check out all the dates and where I will be and how to purchase tickets, because tickets are pretty much going fast right now, on my website, sexpertiomi.com. You can also reach out to me through my website if you have any questions or if you want to get into a private session with me. I do take coaching clients one-on-one, and I charge by the hour, just like any other life coach, therapist, whatever. Mm-hmm. And most of my sessions are done through Skype. I do in person, but there's an upcharge for that, of course. But realistically, there is no sex happening. This is all talk-based coaching. And it's all about you putting in the effort to make a change. So you can find all the information on sexpertiomi.com. You can also reach out to me on social media, Twitter, GlamazonTiomi, Instagram, THE GlamazonTiomi. Snapchat, GlamazonTiomi, YouTube.com/Glamerotica101, and check out my blog site, Glamerotica101.com. And if you want to see me in person, I am touring with the Exotica Expo. I am their resident sexpert. And we are having our next show in Chicago, June 23rd through the 25th. So come out to that. And I will be at the Ebony Erotic Experience next weekend in Chicago.
It's next weekend, right? It's Rosemont, right? Yes, I will be there.
It's
from
in
Tuesday.
Matson. Yeah, it's in Matson.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes. So, yeah, I will be seeing you next
week. Yay.
Right.
I can't wait.
Yep, I am one of the models, so I will definitely see you there.
Awesome.
So, Tanya, thank you so much for taking the time to share with us some vital information. And I will definitely repost your website on my page so folks can share that and save that into their address book as well and get those dates.
Awesome.
So
I appreciate the love
so much. Oh, definitely.
Thank you for having me on.
It's always. So whenever you have a moment again, if you'd like to come back on the show, I would love to have you. I appreciate you.
Anytime. Just reach out and we can make it happen.
Cool. All right. Thank you, Ms. Naomi, and I hope you get better from your cold. And I'll be seeing you next week.
I will see you next week.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, you guys. So there you have it. You have Ms. Naomi Morgan. She will be in Madison, Illinois next week. You remember we had Ms. Juicy on the show the other week, and she was talking about her Ebony Exotic experience. Well, we will be there. So you need to make that happen, too. So you make sure you get a ticket. And I will post all of that on my page as well so you guys can get all the information. So I just want to thank you guys for listening in. And just to recap, all the information that Ms. Naomi has shared with us, I thought that was really good. You know, we learned some masturbation secrets. We know that there are different ways that women can achieve an orgasm through masturbation, right? We don't think about getting all fancy, putting on the makeup. You know, we don't need to dress up. You know, there's no extra pressure. And we have that self-control. So we decide when, how long we want to go and how many we want, okay? And for the men as well, you know, controlling how long and holding out. So it's what I like to call that practice sex, you know. A woman, she's teaching her lover what she likes and vice versa. So it's all about that dialogue and making sure you guys, you know, mesh. You know what I mean? And like I mentioned earlier to Ms. Naomi about all kitties ain't treated equal. We're all not the same. But gentlemen, please get that in your head. You know, we pleasure ourselves differently. Just because it works for one does not mean it works for the next one, okay? We don't all use toys. We don't all need certain oils. We don't all want to be on our stomach. We don't want to be on our back. We legs up, bent. Do we need music, candles, all of that? There are different things that each woman specifically wants. Think about the speed and the timing, you know, controlling your rhythm. This is for men and women, controlling your rhythm, you know, just setting that pace for you. And as Ms. Harami mentioned about holding out, the gentleman holding out for 2 weeks and using Kegel muscles. You know, ladies, you know about the Kegel muscle. You use your muscles as well, too, okay? So if you don't know about stem muscles, you need to read about it, learn about it, work it out. That's just like how you hold in your urine. Those are those muscles that are working, okay? So, you know, you want to get those muscles working. The types of stimulation that we love or may not have explored. Have you explored pinching? Have you explored squeezing, tapping, pulling? I'm speaking to men and women. This is something that you can all use. Is it always about the poke? No, it's not always about the poke. All right? So, but, you know, do you incorporate it? Is it needed? Think about that. Those specific areas, what are the spots that gets you going? Really learn about your body, as Ms. Tommy mentioned. Learn about your body. Take some time and spend some quality time with yourself. Setting the mood. Do you set the mood? Do you do the candles? Do you do the music? Gentlemen, I can tell you now, a woman does not want to walk into a messy house and think that it's going to be all about that pleasurable moment, okay? So, you know, set that mood. You know, take some time for that. And you can take some time to share your body. Take some time to make sure that it's right before the body is even shared, you know? Those are important things. Those psychological fantasies, you know, the focus. What do you fantasize about when you are alone and you're, you know, touching yourself? Do you fantasize about something? Or what is your focus? Do you focus on just one particular part of your body? Is it just, you know, all over? Do you pay more attention to your left nipple, your right nipple, your, you know, or to squeezing your thighs? Those are some, you know, some points there. Think about what is your focus and what's the fantasy there. Ms. Tommy mentioned about ladies warming your hands and really concentrating on your vulva, okay, taking deep breaths. If you've ever been in yoga, you know, it's all about breathing deeply. And when you inhale and exhale, you're warming your body. You are warming your body. And that relaxes your muscles. And you start really getting in tune with your being. So when you have your warm hands on your vulva, taking deep breaths, and you start focusing on your clit, start focusing on what is making you tingle, using those Kegel muscles. Men, you know, learn how to stroke yourself from the inside. That was new for me. I never heard about that, of men able to have an orgasm without touching themselves. So I like to see that. I don't know about you ladies, but I would like to see a man do that, just have an orgasm without using his hand. That's something that I'm kind of my voyeuristic nature coming out. I will sit and watch that. That's just me. But getting back onto topic, that's my fantasy. I'm expressing my fantasies, okay? using your Kegel muscles, right? It's just from the inside. And those pelvic breaths. Take those deep breaths and really explore, you know. If you guys have any other tips that you want to share, feel free to log in. into the chat room, or you can call. Call me at area code 657-383-0398. We have a couple more minutes until the show ends. Did you guys figure out the trivia answer? Did you guys even try to try that out? What was the answer? I bet you didn't. You guys. Where are my sex notes? Maybe I just need to talk to my sex notes. I just need to talk to my sex notes about it, right? The term voyeur, you know what that is, right? Remember, okay, so the trivia question was, voyeur is the technical / psychological term for being what? A, a peeping Tom. B, an underwear collector. C, someone with a foot fetish. D, a flasher. You guys know the answer to this, right? You know. You know. You know. Well, the answer is A, peeping Tom. You knew that already. You guys just don't want to call in and share your knowledge of being a sex nerd. That's okay. That's okay. I'm here for you. I'm all here for you. So anyway, I just want to thank you guys again for sharing this night with me and having a chance to listen in to get some information about mastering masturbation. As always, I always have something good coming up. So next week, the next episode, we are still celebrating National Poetry Month. National Poetry Month is in April, if you did not know that. So next week, I'm going to have some erotic poets on the show. We are going to have some poetry, y'all. And I need you to be involved. I need you to listen in. So we have some great poets. We have, just to name a few, I don't want to give it all away, but we have a disco poet, Kahari B. We have Black Widow. We have Brother Mir. We have Hood Rays. We have Euphonious. Sheila Bond. We have Tekken. That's just to name a few. So these poets are going to come on next week, and we're going to talk to them about some eroticism and have them share some pieces with us. So I hope you enjoy it. And I think I would also do a poem. I think I would do one too. I will share one of my original poems as well. So I'm not going to just sit back and just chill. I'm going to actually put in some work too. So if in the meantime, you can check out my book. My book is on Amazon, Unleash. It's a collection of seductive poetry. And just check that out. And make sure if you're on Facebook, go ahead and like my page, Unleash Your Inhibition. All right? So check me out there. And if you have a business or you have some services or you have an event that's coming up and you would like to promote and advertise on the show, then shoot me an email at unleashradio@gmail.com. That's unleashradio@gmail.com. Let me know what you're doing. And I will shoot you an email back, and we can promote and share your info here. So make sure you follow this Red Room as well. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening in, and keep loving on each other. Love you guys. Thank you.